The Phoenix Suns are taking two of their regular season home games out of the country this week to Mexico City. They're playing against the Dallas Mavericks tonight, the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday. As KJZZ's Jorge Valencia reports from the Mexico City Bureau, Mexico has become one of the biggest markets for the NBA.
Uno, dos, tres. ¡Dura!
It's Sunday morning, and Team Oklahoma is trying to keep their lead over Team Snakes. But soon, their star player gets kicked out. Her teammates joke she's a dirty player, but number 7, Sandra Ruiz, says it's the first time in her life she's gotten kicked out for fouling. She wants her team to win so they can keep their chances of advancing to the top division of their intramural league. She's 21, she's a college student, and playing basketball is her favorite thing to do. Because the NBA motivates her. She says she watches NBA recaps on the internet and tells herself, I have to do that. So she plays intramural, plays pickup, and plays by herself. She wants to be like her favorite player, which is Golden State Warriors point guard Steph Curry. Obviously, she says. The fact that most Mexican NBA fans might not closely follow the Phoenix Suns isn't a surprise to team president Jason Rally. Their games here are sold out anyway.
But we're still glad that they're there to watch us, and maybe by coming to watch our game, they'll convert.
The team will play here wearing jerseys that say Los Suns. It's the name the team first used in 2010 when it opposed Arizona's anti-immigrant bill SB 1070. But this time, it's not about politics. It's about appealing to Mexican Americans living in Arizona. They have special nights for them.
Our Los Suns nights.
And Rally says he also hopes the games this week will generate goodwill between Arizona and Mexico.
At the end of the day, you could consider this an investment by the Phoenix Suns as compared to just necessarily generating a return.
The NBA has been making this kind of investment since it first had exhibition games here in 1992. This is the first time it's holding two regular season games here back-to-back. NBA Mexico Vice President Raul Sarraga won't discuss financial details. He says that's beside the point.
What we are looking for with the games is to make sure that fans are getting into the game and really being in contact with the NBA, you know, living the best experience that they could get, the real experience, the real stuff.
The NBA makes its money outside of the U.S. mostly on video access to games and merchandise sales. Sarraga says the league estimates more than 12 million people in Mexico watch their games at least once a week. And he says Mexico is one of the league's top international markets, in part because it's so close, and also because fans here have money to spend.
But we know that we have a market for more than 40 million young people.
Sergio Ganem is president of Mexico's Professional Basketball League. He says most fans here are middle class and played hoops in school or university, just like Sandra Ruiz from the Sunday Intramural League. After their game, Team Oklahoma is celebrating. They beat the Snakes 30-27. And Ruiz has just one last thing to say.
Que hagan más partidos en México, la NBA, por favor.
More NBA games in Mexico, she says. Please. And yes, she did get tickets for the Suns against the Mavericks on Thursday. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
Now, these Suns games in Mexico City also mean that the city of Phoenix and the state of Arizona are getting some exposure in a city of more than 20 million people. And to tell us more about that, we have Jorge Valencia on the line. Jorge, is there any way of knowing how many people in Mexico right now are talking about these games?
So the NBA doesn't have any official figures right now about the number of eyeballs that are seeing this, but they do say that they spent a lot of money on ESPN in Mexico, on Televisa, which is the largest broadcaster here. And something that is a hard figure that we do know is that the Mexico City Arena has a capacity of more than 22,000 seats, and all of them are sold out for both games. So that's a lot of people that are going to be talking about, yes, San Antonio, yes, Dallas, but also Phoenix in some way or another.
Now, obviously, Mexico is a major, very important trading partner for Arizona. Does this represent any opportunities for other businesses from Arizona?
Yes, it does. It represents opportunities for Arizona in general. And that's actually something that's not lost in Phoenix Suns president Jason Rally. In fact, I thought that it was interesting that when I was interviewing him for this story, he brought up without me even asking him, he acknowledged that this game is not happening in a political vacuum. He acknowledged himself that he realizes that the relationship between the U.S. overall and Mexico is rapidly evolving right now. And there is a lot of anxiety in Mexico right now about how that relationship is going to change. So he said that he hopes that one of the collaterals that these games will have is generating some sort of goodwill between Arizona and Mexico.
And some of that questionable relationship has come from a particular elected official at the federal level. But how are elected officials from Arizona using this opportunity?
Yeah, so both Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton and Governor Doug Ducey, they both got invitations from the Suns to go to these games. Mayor Stanton will be here today. He's going to be here for about 24 hours, and he packed in, his staff packed in a lot of meetings for him. He's going to meet with some officials from the state of Querétaro, which is an aerospace manufacturing hub. That's sort of a project that the city's been working on, trying to attract some business. As far as Governor Ducey goes, his staff is not... hasn't shared as much about what his agenda is looking like, but it appears he's going to be here today through Saturday, and he will go through to a lot of events that are organized by the Suns, including a private dinner that's organized by the team owner tomorrow night. And one can presume that there will be some Mexican dignitaries and business people there. So lots of opportunities to rub elbows, as they call it.
Reporter Jorge Valencia from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, thank you.
You're welcome.